rain is possible today. Breezy and humid with a high of 73. It's currently a rainy 57 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How did each candidate do in last night's presidential debate? ABC News political director Rick Klein says there are some numbers out about how people felt.
CNN did a poll of people that watched the debate last night, and it wasn't even close. 67%, a 2-to-1 margin. They saw that Donald Trump as the winner of the debate, although we should note about 80% of respondents said it had no impact on their vote.
A lot of analysis and everyday viewers say that Donald Trump repeated a long list of falsehoods while Joe Biden stumbled through the evening with a raspy voice. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will deliver more rulings from cases heard this term, yet to be decided whether Trump and other presidents should have absolute immunity from any actions taken while in office. 5 months after a grand jury was seated in Uvalde, Texas, it has returned criminal indictments against former police chief Pete Arredondo and one of two teachers dead. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. They're preparing for flooding along the Mississippi River. WKOW-TV reports Prairie du Chien Mayor Dave Hemmer signed a state of emergency declaration following recent severe storms. The National Weather Service projects the Mississippi River to rise to over 20 feet by this weekend, which nears the levels for major flooding. The city has been working to fill and place sandbags for residents. Flood warnings have been posted for most Wisconsin counties along the Mississippi. A significant delay in rebuilding the bridge between Lansing, Iowa and DeSoto, Wisconsin. Iowa DOT engineer Clayton Burke says flooding on the Mississippi has stopped work. He says it could be several weeks to a month before the water recedes enough to restart work. The contractor will likely bring in multiple crews once the water goes down so they can work nights and weekends to make up for lost time. The current forecast calls for intermittent showers and thunderstorms again Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11" forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway.
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today. Our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. A few thunderstorms tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 83. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Child, you might had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number and, Calvin, heaven help us all.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Did you see any of the debate?
You know, I withheld my attention from it because I wanted a peaceful Thursday night.
Well, you did the right thing. Sandy and I, by the way, it's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And
here I am after essentially a sleepless night. I watched the debate, and it was hard to sleep after it, you know.
You know, Sandy, we're going to spend the entire, you know, show on how can you talk about anything else? You know, this is uncharted territory, and can't say it's surprising. Can you say it's surprising?
No, I wasn't surprised. First of all, I'm not a partisan, so I wasn't prepared to create a sort of a revisionist analysis of this to try and protect someone that I liked who maybe didn't do a good job. I watched it, and it was just so distressing that our country has a process that selects candidates, and we're down to these two candidates, and we have one guy who can't speak the truth, and another guy who couldn't put sentences together to refute all of the nonsense that was coming out of the other person's mouth. It was horrifying. Actually, it was a very depressing process.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, you saw it, and we want to hear your views on it, regardless of what side of the equation you are on, but it requires dialogue and conversation because, you know, anyway, let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, I'm not happy myself. And the reason I'm not happy is because I predicted this to happen And he was, I knew he'd be a disaster. And I was hoping I knew that Biden would be a disaster because of because they show the truth. You guys claim that these fake videos of him that Fox has been putting out. You know what? You all saw the truth, okay? And the fact is, I'm not happy because the fact is, they're going to replace him, and they're going to put Kamala Harris in there and put Gavin Newsom, or they're going to put somebody else in there. I knew that if Biden was the nominee at the time when we voted, I knew that Trump was going to win. Now, it's not a sure thing if they put someone else in there. So, no, I'm not happy. I was hoping that he'd had a good debate.
Well,
so if you think that I'm going to sit there and call you guys up and sit there and laugh at you, no, I'm not. I'm upset.
Well, Gary, first of all, I don't think we ever denied anything about videos. I think we've all been, both Earl and I have been worried about, skeptical about Joe Biden, wondering why he needed to decide to run for a second term based on his age and what have you. But what was it about Trump in the debate? I mean, Trump in the debate had almost nothing that he said that was sticking to the facts, right? I mean, he talked about how we had tens of millions of immigrants coming in, and they're all coming from insane asylums and prisons, and there's no factual basis for that. He talked about how these immigrants hundreds of thousands of Americans. He literally changed. He started out saying thousands, and they said hundreds of thousands of Americans. I mean, he's vilifying a bunch of people who actually are more law-abiding by record than the people who are not immigrants that live in America. And it was on and on. I mean, to me, it was very worrisome, because someone who was able in that debate would have been able to keep Donald Trump, at least to point out all the fallacies of what he was talking about. I mean, his discussion of his relationship with Putin, a whole lot of things were worthy of discussion, and yet we didn't get it. So yeah, I'm upset about the debate. I was not as hopeful as people who are ardent Biden supporters would have been about it, isn't America better off if the choice is between two better candidates? I mean, how un-American of you, Gary, to wish that there would be a candidate for president who you think is not capable of being president? We should have two capable people trying to be president, so we have a choice that makes sense.
I am a very, very reasonable MAGA Republican. I really am. I can talk to anybody.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah, I was going to just say.
Isn't that an oxymoron? Reasonable and MAGA? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, you know, I was talking to Mike and Dom last night, and I told them what was going to happen. And they laughed at me. They said, no, he's going to do a great job. And I said, no, he's going to make Biden look bad. And I said, no. Biden will be out. And they said, well, who's going to be in there? And I said, well, Gavin Newsom. Well, what about Kamala Harris? I said, you got to be kidding. Her poll numbers are way less. I said, she will never be the nominee.
So, never happen. So soothsayer Gary, since you are so good at predicting, you saw Donald Trump. What did you see through your eyes as far as, since you're a MAGA guy, it means you support him. The man lied every time he opened his mouth. Is that what we want for a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, that's your opinion that he lied. But
it's not my opinion that he lied.
Yeah, it is. Listen, we have two very, very flawed candidates.
No, wait a minute. No, Donald Trump said many things last night that clearly was a lie. He claimed he had nothing to do with the insurrection. He said it was, all of that was on
He tried to blame the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House.
He had offered up 10,000 troops, not true based on testimony. offered it to Nancy Pelosi, and then she turned it down. She had no power to do anything. She wasn't responsible for any of what was going on or any of the response to it. He claimed that he sent the federal troops to the state of Washington, to Seattle, to save the city when the governor of Washington did it. I mean, my goodness.
Hey, he's the greatest president in the history of the nation and, you know, one of the top ones. And if he gets a second term, he'll be the greatest president. Those are lies, man. What are you talking about?
Good question. What do you think, your prediction, do you think that Donald Trump, if Biden stays in, do you think Donald Trump's going to beat him?
Biden's not going to stay in.
Oh, okay. So as of yesterday morning, everybody thought Biden's powerful. Now everybody thinks in the entire world that Biden's going to drop out. I agree with you, Earl. 100%. There's no way in the world that he's going to stand.
And
the only way. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary. So I'm asking you about the fact that you think Donald Trump is presidential and you think that Donald Trump is the answer to what's happening in our country, that Donald Trump can fix all these things. You think that he's the man, he's the guy to do it.
Think that we have two very, very, very.
No, we said Biden is going to be out of the picture. Okay. So Donald Trump, in your estimation, is the guy who should take the nation to the next level.
I think Donald Trump is the best that what the Republicans have. Would he be my top choice? Heck no. I'm not in love with Donald Trump, and I don't think that, but I think that I was better off 4 years ago than I am now, and okay. That's why I'm voting for him.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, before we, I don't want to, you know, only give the callers on the line a minute or two before we have to, you know, take a short hiatus, but, you know, yes, Joe Biden, I don't see any way he survives. Do you?
Well, the problem is the mechanism, you know, the processes for candidate selection after the primaries. The only thing that's available now is an open convention and a process in which, I mean, the only mechanism that you can see that could work cleanly would be if Joe Biden himself decided that he was going to not pursue the nomination, even though he's won the primaries that would get him the nomination. And you know, I can hope for that, but so far, at least, he hasn't done that. And you know, his situation and the situation that was revealed by the debate last night didn't happen last night, okay? So this is a situation that's been ongoing. And, you know, I don't know how he will do on, how he would do on the cognitive tests that Donald Trump keeps talking about. But if you just look at vigor and the capacity to basically operate real time, I think that he was not good last night, okay? And I think it was palpable. I think that everyone who watched it, just like everyone who watched January 6th knows what happened January 6th, and everyone who watches what's going on now has their own reaction to it. And so I think what we need to do is deal with facts, and the facts are what we see and what we understand.
So I heard Donald Trump continue to say, I excelled in that test, my cognitive test.
He aced
where,
it.
Yeah, where they asked him, what's the difference between a cow and a pig?
Yeah.
I had the highest score in the history. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. 844-967-2789. All you guys on the phone lines, hang on. It's a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Our phone lines are going to stay open. Your thoughts on the debate last night and the fallout behind it.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And our phone lines are open. If you saw the debate last night, want to hear your thoughts, either pro or con, it doesn't matter what side of the coin you are on, something transpired yesterday evening that is critical to the future of this nation, and it must be discussed. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I just wanted to say that I did watch the entire debate, and that it was a tough night for Biden, there's no doubt. But I've said it on this program before, and I'll say it again. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden and the people that he surrounds himself with. I'm going to vote for democracy. I'm going to vote for Roe. I'm going to vote, not vote for somebody who couldn't open his mouth without speaking about the border, which he crushed the bill on, and then tried to say it was a rickety bill that was made by Biden when it wasn't. It was made by Senator Langford, who's one of the more conservative senators we have, and Joe was ready to sign it. Tough night for him. Obama had a tough night, his first debate. Now, it's a different situation, and the optics weren't good. I agree. But I'm still voting for liberty. I'm still voting for democracy. I'm still voting for an incredible cabinet that's gotten great things done in the last 4 years.
Let me ask you, do you think the Joe Biden stands alone in that no other Democrat can have that same cabinet, the same policies that Joe Biden has, you know, basically championed? The only person that can do that is Joe Biden?
I would lean towards what Sandy had mentioned with the open convention and the problems that it's going to cause and the slowdown that it's going to cause. We need every blue voter out there. And as I said, we have a strong vice president. We have a strong cabinet. But yes, I mean, you're right, Earl. Anybody else could step into that same group. But who are you going to put in there? Who are you going to put in there the American people feel comfortable with? I was hoping Gavin Newsom would run, but he's not going to run. He's not going to leave the state of California. So what they're going to do is they're going to circle the wagons and they're going to support Joe. And I'm not, you know, I'm not all of a sudden going to turn around and vote for a guy that did nothing but tell one lie after the next last night and, you know, and whined and complained. And I think Joe's best line was that he had the morals of an alley cat. I think that was one of Joe's good lines going away from last night.
So I think you're right. I think there is a probability that there will be a circling of the wagons. And I think there are plenty of people who will vote for the ticket that is not led by Donald Trump for the very reasons you described. But the problem we have is getting the person elected president, and that election is going to be decided by a whole bunch of independent voters, because unfortunately that's the way it always works. You know, there's a small group of 10% of independents who have the potential to vote one way or the other, and they end up deciding the vote. And so, you know, my problem is the mechanism for the change. I do think that if there is a change at the top of the ticket, there will be so much press attention paid to that change and to the person at the top of the ticket that the momentum will actually swing in the favor of that person rather than against them. But the problem is, as you said, and as we've talked about, the mechanism. Is it an open convention or what's the process? Because I very much want to make sure that Donald Trump, you know, isn't the next president of the United States. Like I said, I'm not a partisan, but I've watched and observed and reached conclusions about the merits of various people in politics, and he doesn't deserve much.
Do you think that the independents, even based on what they saw last night, will say, okay, we know the condition of Joe Biden, President Biden. And we know who Donald Trump is, but since we don't believe that Joe Biden is capable of handling this, okay, we're just going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't see how they get from, well, Joe Biden is in the condition that he's in, and those policies and then say we're going
to
just.
Well, but there's other alternatives than voting for Donald Trump. They can not vote, which ends up in a close election being a vote for Donald Trump, or they could vote for a third party candidate as a frustration vote, which I think
it's possible.
If things stand the way they currently stand, I think we would find that third party candidates, Robert Kennedy and others, will attract more attention than they otherwise would. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can end up with a result that doesn't have people pulling the Trump lever, but gets him elected president.
Brendan, I can tell you that almost all the talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, and others are all calling for Joe Biden to step aside, almost 100%. These are the people who've been supporting Biden from the onset, and yet almost to a person, last night and this morning, they're all calling for him to step aside. But you're not calling for that. You want to ride it out. So what do you see differently than they see?
Well, I see two things. One, being the president is about making decisions. And the better decision maker, we know who he is. The second, the independent voters, everybody has a daughter, a wife, and a female in their family. Everybody somewhere in their family has a gay person or an LGBTQ person in their family. My daughter's gay. If they actually look in the mirror and say, what country do I want to live in the next 4 years, and then fight for 4 years later, I think that's the messaging that's got to get out there. And that's basically it. Yeah, it was a bad night. There's no doubt. But I believe the Joe Biden that was that did the address will come back, and I hope he does. And Sandy made an excellent point. He could very well swing a lot of motion if they put the right person in, and he did step away from it. But if he doesn't, I'm still voting for my daughter. I'm voting for the future. I'm voting for clean air, clean water. In the future.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on, you know, the debate last night. And really, to be quite honest with you, where we go from here. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. A longtime Wisconsin teacher says student loan forgiveness is having a positive effect on education. John Havlicek of La Crosse says it's made home ownership affordable for many other teachers he knows.
That's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy are creating good-paying jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A $5.2 million community facilities grant will be used to construct a new 26,000-square-foot fire station to serve as the sole base of operations for the Viroqua Fire Department. The new station will help to positively contribute to firefighter performance, response time, safety equipment, storage, maintenance, and the ability to expand services to meet the needs of the greater Viroqua community. The current facility, built in 1964, has undergone several renovations since, many completed by firefighters using salvaged materials from a local technical college. The Community Facilities Direct Loans and Grants Program provides affordable funding to develop essential community facilities in rural areas. An essential community facility is defined as a facility that provides an essential service to the local community for the orderly development of the community in a primarily rural area and does not include private, commercial, or business undertakings. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Berzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Berzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today. Our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. A few thunderstorms tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 83. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
It's been a hard
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Sandy, why the music?
Well, I was trying to reflect on the debate last night, and so the music thematically sort of relates to my reaction to the debate last night.
Let me go to the text lines before we go right back to the phone lines. This is John. I was sad to see one of the best presidents of my life struggle like that. I don't think it really changes much for either side, but the independent voters are a concern. It was unfortunate President Biden was not able to pounce on all the lies and garbage spewed by the other guy. Let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You're up.
Well, first off, Joe Biden was horrible. Let's just be honest about it. Earl, I remember a couple of years ago on your show, at your 3 o'clock show in the afternoon, my time, when Joe Biden had that same type of performance on something or other, and remember us all calling in and saying, no, he can't run, he can't run, he can't run. And then, you know, he came back as this totally different person when the State of the Union came about, when all of these other things happened. And it's like, that was the guy that we saw that did that speech 2 years ago that couldn't put two sentences together. I do put a lot of also responsibility, though, on CNN and the moderators, how they can just allow for a person to lie about every single thing that comes out of his mouth. And then later on, after the debate's over, have a show where they talk about how many lies Donald Trump said. Why not fact check it in real time? Because you know what? It isn't hard to do. Now, the way I feel right now is, I mean, I'm probably living in denial a little bit here. Also couldn't sleep last night. As an LGBTQ person, I do fear for what this authoritarian dictator can bring about. I did listen to what the gentleman from New Jersey said, and he's absolutely correct. And I hope that maybe this will start to focus the media a little bit more on actual policy and who it is that the president actually puts in positions in his cabinet and things like this that actually make a difference between putting, you know, someone like a Rick Scott in terms of the nuclear, codes versus, someone very, very upscaled like Sandy's been talking about in terms of who Joe Biden puts into positions. I honestly feel right now like when the Green Bay Packers had a game where they looked like a high school team, I can't remember the game right now. And I was like, oh God, this is just ugly. This is horrible. A punch in the gut. And then they came back next week and they looked like a Super Bowl contending team. I don't know. I just think we need to focus on policy, policy, policy. Joe Biden did not fight back in terms of, any type of, he looked like a deer in the headlights. Let's just be honest about it. And, but I do think that he's the person that is going to be running. I don't think they're going to replace him. I think it's be too much distraction and all of that. The Democrats just need to start talking more about a coalition, like I said earlier, about this and about his policies.
So
if they do replace him, it'll be with someone that's a little bit more right wing, I'm sure, and more, towards the DNC side.
So Tom, do you think that the Joe Biden we saw last night was an aberration? Or do you think that that's who he is now?
I honestly don't know, Earl, because like I said, 2 years ago on one of your shows, we saw a speech by him. I don't know if you remember it or not.
I remember it.
We're like, oh God, this
I remember
guy can't tie his shoes. Remember that?
Yes.
And then after that, things seem to have changed. I don't know what changed or, if he bad night, whatever it was, or bad speech that time. But remember after that, it all did kind of change in terms of who Joe Biden was. I'll say what a lot of people say. Joe Biden's old, but he gets, crap done.
I do think that, he did have some. And I think that Earl and I and you, I think, talked about how there could be candidates other than Joe Biden because of his age and his demeanor. And I think we felt that way even before he ran the first time. When he ran for re-election, it came up again. But I'm not sure that we have time to wait for the next Packer game. And my hope is that Joe Biden himself, the only way this is going to happen is if Joe Biden
steps down,
if he decides to do that thing. And it would be a very unselfish thing, but I think it's the only way it happens. But I do have a hope that the reaction, and that maybe he'll watch a video of this and maybe he can then see himself. The people of America deserve a better selection process and a better choice process than they saw last night. And I think that's been a very common reaction to the whole process. Like, oh my God. First of all, I mean, Donald Trump was Donald Trump, filled with untruth, filled with hyperbole, filled with vague policy, filled with...
Not answering any questions.
Yeah, I mean, but it was, he didn't prove himself to be a better candidate. He just proved himself to be more vigorous than Joe Biden, who was not in a position to actually countervail all of that stuff. You know, I mean, it would have been easy if Gavin Newsom or someone else had been standing there. Donald Trump would have been mincemeat, but it didn't turn out that way.
You know, his own family, Sandy, I think, has to step up and say, they've got to talk to him, his own family, and say, Dad, hey, you've done a lot. We're proud of you. But, you've got, for all of us, in your last years, you've done enough. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi. Well, I agree with both what you and Sandy both just said. The choices we have, it's just too bad. I do think that last night is a situation that every person goes through in their family with an elderly parent, grandparent, and it's like a conversation about, you know, when you have kids and you see your dad like this and you don't want your dad driving and you don't want your dad driving your kids. It's not an easy conversation, but it's reality. And I think the bigger question is, it's kind of frightening that this isn't something new with Joe. And I like Joe Biden. I don't have anything against Joe Biden. I don't hate Joe Biden like people hate Donald Trump. He's an elderly man. And we've been watching this deterioration, and everybody, the press secretary, the media outlets, all tell us that he's fine. Who's running the country? Who is really making the decisions? The other thing I think is we're talking about who do we have, the Democrats, who do we have? And the three of us had this conversation before he announced he was officially running. I remember calling in, and we were like, well, who else do we have? We weren't that excited about Biden or Trump. And we were like, why don't we have any good choices? And I said, well, shouldn't it be pretty easy? Shouldn't it be Kamala? If their administration has done all this good stuff, wouldn't it just be easy to say, Kamala's going ahead now? Wouldn't it have been refreshing last night to have Kamala walk out with him? I mean, that would have been awesome TV, and Trump wouldn't have known what to do. And Joe could have said, look, I'm too old, and Kamala's done a great job. She's going to take over for me. That would have been awesome.
Well, so let me respond in a couple ways, and then Sandy can do as well. Joe Biden is clearly, I think, not up to it. And Kamala Harris is not going to be the person who supplants him. But at the same time, the other guy lied constantly. He didn't address any of the questions. That's who he is. And I'm more fearful of another 4 years with that guy at the helm than I am with Kamala Harris or anybody else. Clearly, his character should eliminate him. Shouldn't the president of the United States have some character? Shouldn't that be one of the standards of a man who is going to be the most powerful person in the world? Shouldn't we expect character from that person? He lacks that. He doesn't have any of that. Sandy?
Well, going back to what Julie had to say, though, I think what America deserves are the best possible candidates and the ones that can win election, okay? Because in order to be a benefit to the country, they actually have to win the election or move policy in the direction which they're pursuing. And so, you know, if Kamala would be likely to win the election, then that's fine. She'd be a very good candidate. So far, polling doesn't suggest that's the case. However, I think what needs to happen is that the American public deserves to have a process in place that puts before them viable, sound presidential candidates. And we're going to test that mechanism this summer, because the debate last night revealed that as currently the current momentum in this presidential election year is going to present two candidates which don't appear to meet that profile.
You know, the Democratic Party still has a chance to fix this issue. The Republican Party doesn't, because they're getting ready to nominate a guy who they clearly had an opportunity to have the debates.
Well, I think the thing is that they're going to nominate a guy who is the same guy that talked last night. I mean,
right.
Donald Trump was the same person that they've talked about nominating. He didn't change his stripes. He didn't reveal himself to be something that he hasn't appeared to be in the past. So, you know, to the extent that there was a reason not to nominate Donald Trump in the past, that reason has existed. It continues to exist, but they continue to be on the road to nominating him. So I think you're right that the Democrats are the more likely party to change the deck, to shuffle the deck a bit.
Tony, the only positive from the debate was that it took place before the convention. Jamie Raskin is a possibility. Tony, if you're switching candidates, it's not Harris. Need to be fresher faced to energize voters. 844-967-20. Your thoughts on what you saw last night?
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Your thoughts on the outcome of the debate last night. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Interested in your take.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate your interest very much. You know what? Disappointing, to say the least. But I must say, this is what happens when we, the people, lose control of our election process. You know, fact-checking matters. It matters in any debate at any level, state level, local level, or national level. And when somebody made the crazy decision not to require fact-checking in this particular debate, that showed me there's a flaw in the whole process. You know, when the Republicans in their primary season, when their leading candidate would not even show up for debate,
right.
It was just a debate amongst, you know, the 8 or 10 hopefuls. It shows a system that isn't working. You know, we have seen the DNC make failures in that decisions like this before. So that's why I continually preach that it's not going to be one candidate or somebody riding a
white horse,
right, to save the day. It's going to be millions and millions of people say, you know what? I want an effective debate season. I want to be able to glean and get good information from these things, not continually be spun around in circles. We are not getting our bang out of our buck. We, the people, our whole system, are getting the shaft. We're the ones paying the price for this inept system that has somehow, it's beyond our reach, our grasp of we, the people. And I'd like to end it by saying this. It's truth to power wins. It always does. It always will. It may take time, but the truth always comes out. So to me, the choices couldn't be clearer. So, you know, let's first of all recognize that we have the power, and there's many, many cases of the people making the difference, and this is one now. We need to take the ball and run with it. And demand change in our debates and demand change in our system so that donors are not wagging the dog all the time. It's supposed to be we, the people. It's supposed to be our constitution for a more perfect union for us to live in. It shouldn't be a corporate. It shouldn't be an elitist. It shouldn't be a religion. It should just be us coexisting.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for those poignant words. Sandy?
Well, I think there is a definite frustration with the whole democratic process ongoing in the country right now, and I think the frustration is based on the fact that it no longer seems to be responsive to the people, and it seems to be responsive to something else, which is probably money, okay? And it's that I think it's that frustration which is pushing some people in the direction of wanting to have a strong man leader, an autocracy, as a replacement, as something that will get something done. The people who are pushing in that direction or leaning in that direction just haven't studied history enough to know that autocrats don't push for the people, okay? And it doesn't work out. They might get things done, but I don't think the people are going to like the things that they get done. But it is frustrating, and we have lost contact in many ways. The people have lost contact with the political process, particularly when you see that we're now faced with two candidates who, when they poll, are basically disliked by more people than favor them. Okay, so we've got a process that is selecting candidates contrary to the will of the people.
Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I believe to kind of add on to what Mike had said, this is the result of the growing voter apathy. I mean, I'm not old enough to remember politics before Reagan, but ever since Reagan had said the problem is the government, it's been a steady drumbeat to tell people, don't pay attention, just let us do the job for you. And people have reacted, and it's an apathetic voting base, it seems, nowadays. And so this is the result you get. People don't pay attention. People don't tune in. People don't really seem to care. And these old doddering dudes can come up and fill the vacuum, so to speak. You know, it's happened in many, it's happened statewide. It happens in the federal level as well. I said when I was canvassing in the spring, when talking to people about the fall, I said, and I still stand by the fact that as long as, you know, President Biden is standing, as long as he's above ground, I'm going to vote for him, because really it's a matter of we have a two-party, you know, two-candidate system. There aren't alternative choices. And at this point in time, the Democratic Party is not going to, you know, turn the ship as much as people hope for it. Let's not forget that FDR spent years and years, basically his whole entire 12 years as president, in a wheelchair. You know, I mean, the fact that these folks aren't physically capable and running around tracks and stuff like that, Biden's capable of still steering the ship. And if we look at the basic facts, like you'd said, I mean, Trump wouldn't answer a question all night. He just referred to combating back and forth with Biden, and Biden fell into it. And that's not his strength at all. I think that really the next couple of months, they're going to have to filibuster, and they're going to have to basically, you know, admit a bad debate and move forward and remind people of the policies and remind people of the 4 years of devastation that Trump created. And also, if you think about it, like, okay, fine, his strength isn't battling with the guy that's constantly lying. You could tell that he was basically flabbergasted throughout the whole entire thing, because everything that came out of Trump's mouth was untrue or just agitating. I mean, talking about the afterbirth abortions for 2 minutes is insane. And then he got him into that golf thing, which many people, including myself and my wife, were like, why are these old guys talking about their handicap? My wife said the same thing. I mean, regardless. But you know, how often does a president act alone? You know,
you're right.
Again, I believe that he is capable of figuratively steering the ship and allowing all of his surrogates to handle, like, you know, the heavy lifting, so to speak. But he's the one guiding the country. And in the end, the principles will win out. And
hey, Eric, thank you very much. But I will say this, Sandy. Donald Trump will be acting alone if he becomes the president. That's the fear.
Yeah, that's been the issue. That was the chaos of his prior administration cabinet, a revolving door cabinet.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Friday.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls. Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.